This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. We talk about things that are going to shape our destiny, change the way we view the world, and science that you can use. And so, once again, if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, why don't you pick up the phone or go to the internet and give us a call. Our hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the internet site that you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance to be at the cutting edge of science. And also, why don't you find out what I'm up to? Go to my website, mkaku.org. That's mkaku.org. And you can find out all the activities that I'm engaged with. For example, on Twitter, we average about 1 million people a week on Twitter. On Facebook, we have 3 million people on Facebook. And why don't you get one of my New York Times bestsellers? I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, including Physics of the Impossible, talking about the possibility of time travel. What does physics say about teleportation, starships? Also, The Future of the Mind. Did you know that we physicists, using MRI scans, can now see thoughts develop right inside the living brain? Telepathy, once considered impossible, we do it. Telekinesis, moving objects with the mind, we can do that too. And can you believe this? We can actually photograph a dream. We can actually take thoughts and pull them right out of the living brain. This is not science fiction. This is not fantasy. This is hardcore physics. Find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind. And so once again, the website is mkaku.org. Why not be at the cutting edge of science? Okay, well, without further ado, let's move on and let's take our first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Scott from Roxburgh, West Virginia, and my question is the parallel universe theory a legitimate theory, which one they had also on Star Trek, which determined that there was a parallel universe that was the opposite of ours? And I was just wondering if that was a mathematically correct assumption. Thank you.
Well, yes, parallel universes are mathematically correct. However, of course, that doesn't mean they're physically correct. Now, there are several types of parallel universes. One is the quantum parallel universe, which has been amply demonstrated in the laboratory. For example, if I take an electron and shoot it through 2 holes, in some sense, the electron seems to go through both holes. Now, that violates common sense. Electrons have to be in one universe, not the other universe. But in the quantum world, the universe seems to split apart into 2 universes. This is called the many worlds theory. And that explains why the electron can be 2 places at the same time. Now, you may say to yourself, well, that's nuts. That's crazy. Einstein thought so. But you see, that's the basis of the transistor. That's why we have laser beams. That's why we have all the quantum wizardry inside your living room. iPods, the internet, iPads, tablets, all that from quantum mechanics. And quantum mechanics is based on the idea that electrons can be in multiple states at the same time. So that's one kind of parallel universe. There's another kind of parallel universe that you sometimes see in Star Trek. And that is, you undergo a transmission through a wormhole or some kind of cosmic disturbance and wind up on another sheet, another world, parallel to our sheet or our world. Is this possible? Well, mathematically, yes, but practically, we're not sure. First of all, if I take a black hole and I look into the inside of the black hole, usually you think there's a dot, a singularity there. But the mathematics says no. Black holes are spinning very rapidly, and they collapse not to a dot, but to a ring, a circulating ring. It rotates so rapidly that it doesn't collapse because of centrifugal force. If you fall through the ring, you wind up on a parallel universe. Just like Alice in Alice's Wonderland. The looking glass is the parallel universe. The rim of the looking glass is the black hole. Now, this is a legitimate solution of Einstein's equations. And believe it or not, we physicists still debate, even today, whether or not you can realize it in reality. What's the problem? The problem is stability. Now, if you watch Star Trek carefully, they say often that they bump into a wormhole someplace, an anomaly of some sort, but it's unstable. That is, it collapses on itself. Well, that's the problem. Wormholes are a solution of Einstein's equations. They're also a solution of the quantum theory. But the quantum theory says they may be unstable. And that's where the big question mark is. At the present time, we really don't know whether or not wormholes can be stable or not. So to answer your question, mathematically, yes. Study wormholes. Physically, do they exist? We're not sure. We have a theory of them. Stephen Hawking, before he died, even dictated a book where he talks about the fact that, yes, he does believe that there could be wormholes out there physically, not just mathematically. But how do we prove it? Well, you have to find a black hole, see whether or not the black hole can be a gateway to a parallel universe, and, of course, we're not there yet. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is David Witt in Wolfsburg, West Virginia. My question is, at the time of the Big Bang, at what point in time and how dense was that small particle that apparently exploded to create the whole universe? And how much density would it have to have approximated to have enough volume to create everything that exists today?
Well, the short answer to your question is we don't really know. However, we realize that gravity can overcome the nuclear force, especially at the instant of the Big Bang. Now, the nuclear force is what holds the protons and the atoms together. But if the gravitational force is strong enough, it'll overcome the nuclear force and squeeze protons, and there's nothing left. There's no force left to withstand the force of gravity. That's why I say it collapses all the way down to a dot. Now, where did the dot come from, and how big would the dot be? The dot would be on the order of what is called the Planck length, 10 to the minus 33 centimeters. That's an awfully small distance. But that would be the approximate size of the singularity. Now, what happened before the singularity? Well, we don't really know, but string theory is what I do for a living. And string theory is a finite theory. It's a theory that goes beyond Einstein, and it even talks about the universe before the instant of creation. Think of a bubble bath of bubbles. Each bubble is a universe. Each bubble expands, and that's called the Big Bang Theory. We live on the skin of the bubble, but if there are other bubbles out there, perhaps these bubbles collide, and perhaps that is what the Big Bang is. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Nahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Nahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Nahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. Well, once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. They'll get right to us. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and then give us your city, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to make. And just remember, no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Years ago, for example, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid children's question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a dumb question. Well, it took him 10 years until he was 26 years old to finally find the answer. Well, that boy's name was Albert Einstein. And when he figured that out, he figured out the secret of the stars, the secrets of the universe. He found out that matter and energy can turn into each other, that the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. That changed everything. All of a sudden, we had nuclear weapons. We had nuclear power. All of a sudden, we understood why the sun shined at night. All of a sudden, all the great mysteries of stars seemed to be easy to understand once you understood why a 16-year-old boy would ask a question, can you outrace a light beam? So just remember, no question is too dumb to put on national radio when it comes to science. Chances are, if you have that question, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same, quote, dumb, unquote, question. So, ask away. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Victor. My question is, what is the fractal dimension of the human body? And by the principle of self-similarity, is there any equating the fractal dimension of the universe to the fractal dimension of the human body, i.e., what is the fractal dimension of the universe? Thank you, and have a great night.
Okay, well, first of all, let's try to define some terms. First of all, we have something called chaos theory. And in chaos theory, we try to create rules that a large collection of, let's say, atoms obey, because Newton's laws of motion are simply inadequate to understand things like the weather. Think of the weather. In principle, if you knew the velocity and location of all the atoms inside the weather, you could predict the weather. But in reality, you can't do that at all. There's simply too many atoms. No computer can model it. So we have to use something called chaos theory in order to understand that. And chaos theory, in turn, deals with fractals, fractals that are not continuous, fractals that look like a shattered piece of glass, for example. And you can assign dimensions to them, dimensions less than one, for example. Now, of course, we live in a three-dimensional world. So the dimension of a fractal is not the dimension of space-time. When people hear about the dimensions of fractals, they say, oh my God, a fractional dimension? How can we live in 1.5 dimensions? Well, unfortunately, the same word dimension is used for two rather different concepts. The dimension that we usually talk about is the dimension of space. We have three dimensions of space, one dimension of time. Four dimensions, says Einstein, and you can describe the entire universe. Every object in the universe can be described by four numbers: length, width, height, and time. Like, I live in New York. If I want to meet somebody, I say, meet me on 42nd Street at 5th Avenue on the 20th floor at noontime. Four numbers represent the dimension of the point that I want to go in. But in fractals, there's another mathematical way to introduce the concept of dimension, but it is different from the dimensionality of space and time, which, as I said before, is three dimensions for space and one dimension for time. So we have to keep these two concepts of dimensions separate. And again, fractals is one way that we can explore the chaotic world that we see around us. There are laws, laws of chaos. Now, at first, that sounds kind of strange, right? Chaos is chaos, it's random. But no, if, for example, you have a mob of people, mobs obey mob rule. And the same thing with large collections of atoms. They obey certain laws, even though their motion could be chaotic. Now, of course, there's more to it than that. Unfortunately, in this radio show, there's no time to get into it. But simply Google chaos theory and fractal, and you'll see the different kinds of geometric patterns, the kinds of ideas, the kinds of concepts that are introduced with chaos theory that are quite different from what we're accustomed to when we think of Newton's laws of motion. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
I'm calling from Daytona Beach, Florida, and I was wondering why the sun does not pull the moon into its orbit, especially during an eclipse, or have an effect on it at all, even slow it down. Thank you.
Okay, well, an eclipse is not an astronomical phenomenon involving the collision or the gross motion of planets and stars and whatever. It's simply a shadow. So, for example, if I have a lunar eclipse, that means that the moon goes behind the Earth into the Earth's shadow. That's a lunar eclipse. And they happen rather frequently. You know, once a month somewhere on the planet Earth, you'll get a lunar eclipse. A solar eclipse is much rarer, but it also happens someplace on the planet Earth. And a solar eclipse takes place when the moon goes between the sun and the Earth. Now, does this mean that the sun and the Earth somehow interact with each other, that is, abnormal or different from normal? No. It's just the shadow. So the solar eclipse is when the moon casts a shadow on the planet Earth, but it has nothing to do with the gravitational force of the Earth and the moon, other than the fact that we go into the shadow of the moon. Okay? And that's why eclipses are actually rather common. They happen someplace on the planet Earth almost all the time, but at any given spot. A solar eclipse is quite rare, but a lunar eclipse happens on the order of several times in a year, for example. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. I am listening to you on the internet. My name is Will, and I am from Philadelphia, and I have a reader question. If you were able to keep a black hole open about the size of a pinhead, and we put our hand right next to it, what would happen to our hand, and would we be able to remove our hand? All right, thank you.
Okay, first of all, it's not going to be a pleasant thing getting too close to a black hole. A black hole, for example, as you get close to it, the gravitational force gets so severe that your body begins to become like a spaghetti. The gravitational force pulling on your feet is greater than the gravitational force on your head, so you literally get squeezed as you get closer to a black hole. This is called spaghettification. And as you get closer to the event horizon of the black hole, the spaghettification is so severe that your atoms begin to spaghettify, and so your atoms are beginning to get ripped apart. Now, it's even worse than this. Because light cannot escape a black hole, light rotates around the black hole, even ancient light from billions of years ago. So as you go closer to a black hole, you begin to see ancient light. Light that dates all the way back to the formation of the black hole itself. Light that's been circulating around and around and around that black hole. And it gets even worse than that. Time begins to slow down. And at least mathematically, as you approach the event horizon, time stops. Now, of course, time doesn't really stop. If you are on the black hole, you get sucked in within a few microseconds. But from the outside, it looks like you are frozen in time. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. end up with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello. My name is Eric. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm listening to 7:50 a.m. So my question is, if you were in a spaceship traveling at the speed of light and you looked into a mirror, would you see your reflection? Thank you.
Well, that is actually a rather profound thought experiment that was carried out by a 26-year-old man in Switzerland in 1905. It was the spring of that year. He had just gotten the job as a clerk, and he imagined being in a streetcar traveling near the speed of light, and he had a mirror. And the question is, what would he look like in the mirror? Well, he came up with something astounding. First of all, he said that inside the trolley car or the rocket, everything is normal. Everything looks the same. The laws of physics are identical, even as the rocket approaches the speed of light. Now, if I have a flashlight inside the rocket, illuminating that mirror, for example, and I measure its velocity, he said it should be ordinary, the speed of light. But how can that be? Somebody from the outside, a bystander looking at that same light beam would say, no, that light beam cannot travel at the speed of light because it's inside a rocket ship. And the rocket ship is traveling near the speed of light. How can that be? Here's another analogy. Let's say you're in a jet plane with a machine gun. And the machine gun shoots bullets, but the plane travels very fast. And so the question is, would you shoot yourself if you were to fire bullets? No, you would not shoot yourself, even though the velocity of the jet is comparable to the velocity of the bullets. You would not shoot yourself because the bullets get a boost by being fired from a jet. That's common sense. But here comes Einstein, who says no, that the speed of light is the same no matter who measured it, no matter what reference frame, and that boggles the mind. Because you say to yourself, no, light should get a boost by being in a rocket ship or a trolley car. The speed of light should change with the object that you are looking at. Well, believe it or not, this experiment has been done over and over again. In fact, we do it on your cell phone. Did you know that when your cell phone communicates with the GPS satellites orbiting overhead, we have to take into account this effect? Without Einstein's theory of relativity, your cell phone would completely collapse. And so I say to myself, well, there are some people who don't believe in Einstein's theory because it's so bizarre. But think about it. If Einstein's theory were incorrect, the GPS system would totally fail. In fact, your cell phone wouldn't even work without Einstein's theory. So in other words, get used to it. The bizarre distortions of relativity are quite astonishing, but we measure them every day with our satellites and our cell phones. So, welcome to the 21st century. Einstein was right, after all. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Michio Kaku. And in fact, on Twitter, we have about 1 million people that pick up my feeds every week on Twitter. About 3 million fans on Facebook. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and read the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I have written, including, for example, Physics of the Future, where I talk about the future of jobs, the future of medicine, the future of space travel, all of it in my books. You can find out about them by going to my website, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's go on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Kenneth Ang, listening on GCN from West Hollywood. I'd like to ask why it is that people you meet in your dreams appear to be conscious or self-aware. For example, when you dream about walking down the street, a stranger might approach you and say something unexpected. But if it's happening in your head, how can you not already know what he's going to say or do? Does this mean that creatures in our dreams are actually alive or self-aware? Because when you approach somebody in a dream, they say something to you that you can't always predict. Or is there a faculty in our brains that can mimic conscious actions on the part of the people we meet when we dream?
Well, actually, physics says some things about dreams. Using brain scans, when people dream, we can see several things happening. First of all, blood flow to the prefrontal cortex begins to shut down, and the orbital frontal cortex, which is right behind your eyeballs, also begin to shut down. Now, why is that important? Because the prefrontal cortex is conscious thought. So conscious thought starts to diminish, and your orbital frontal cortex is your fact checker. It tells you that, no, something's wrong, something's not right. That is turned off as well. That's why dreams are bizarre. That's why they violate the laws of physics. That's why you can fantasize about all sorts of weird, weird things, because your orbital frontal cortex right behind your eyeballs is turned off. However, why do we have nightmares? We have nightmares because the amygdala gets turned on and it flares up. The amygdala controls emotions, specifically fearful emotions, and that's why nightmares are more common than they should be. And so we begin to realize that there is a method to the madness, that dreams take place in a very specific way, that the blood flow to the centers of reason, rationality, are turned off, but blood flow to the emotions just keep on raging. And you then ask a question, how do they talk to you? people in your dreams can talk to you. Well, we sort of know that too, because your memory centers are activated. So you begin to remember things about people and reproduce fragments of them in the dream. That's why you can talk to people when you dream. These people that you talk to are not conscious beings. No, they are part of your own brain. Your own brain is accessing memories of other conscious people. But did you know that you can actually control the direction of your dream? This was once considered impossible, but hey, we can now show that it's correct. This is called lucid dreaming. People who dream, but they know they are dreaming. They are awake when they dream. In Leipzig, Germany, at the Max Planck Institute there, they put a lucid dreamer in an MRI scan, and they found that his amygdala flared up, meaning, of course, that he was dreaming, but his prefrontal cortex was also turned on at the same time. He was, in fact, conscious while he was dreaming. Now, when you dream, you are paralyzed. Otherwise, you sleepwalk and do all sorts of bizarre things. So how do you communicate? How do you communicate with somebody who is conscious while dreaming? Well, the scientists there figured it out. By squeezing his left hand or right hand, he could actually move his left hand or right hand, even though in general he was paralyzed. And by squeezing his left hand or right hand, they could communicate with him. They could actually send messages to him as he was sleeping. Now, if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're answering your questions. Your questions that you emailed me. I should also point out that you can have your voice heard on national radio if you call the following number. 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to ask to a scientist. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the mysteries of Mother Nature. Why can't you? You can get to the phones and call 612-564-8135, or you can go to my website, mkaku.org. Michio Kaku is my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. And give us a call and find out what all the excitement is about. Well, in this hour, I'm answering a lot of the email questions that I get. One persistent question that I get is, which do I prefer, Star Wars or Star Trek? Well, let me say that I love Star Wars because I love the special effects, and I love the fact that it is based on a series that I watched as a child, Flash Gordon, and scene for scene, I see things that remind me of what it was like to be a child watching Flash Gordon for the first time. But Star Trek is different. You see, Gene Roddenberry tried to use Star Trek as a forum to talk about social issues, ethical issues, philosophical issues. If you watch an episode of Star Trek, you realize that, my God, there are a lot of social questions that are asked in that program that are relevant today and, of course, relevant in the future. So I like both series. And I like both series also because they're set in two different time eras. Star Trek is set in the 23rd century. Star Wars, of course, takes place in a galaxy far away, long, long ago. But if we were to superimpose that galaxy onto our galaxy, it would be perhaps thousands of years into the future, when we can zip across the entire galaxy in the blink of an eye. They can't do that on Star Trek, by the way. So, Star Wars is perhaps a Type 3 civilization, a galactic civilization, while Star Trek is only Type 2, that is, stellar, only capable of going between a few stars and colonizing a few planets in the galaxy. And then another question I get often is the movies. Which movies do I like that are science fiction movies? And as a physicist, do you cringe when you see these movies? Well, the answer is yes. Whenever I see a science fiction movie, I cringe because the science is often upside down, backwards, and inside out. For example, I saw the movie Gravity. Great movie, by the way. I highly recommend you see it. But Gravity traces the life of a person who goes between different space stations. And if you simply do the math, you find out that it is physically impossible for her to go between the three different space stations in the movie. Not possible. However, am I going to beef about that? Am I going to complain that they got the laws of physics wrong? No, it's entertainment. So my physicist friends who cringe when they see movies like Gravity, I tell them, loosen up. I mean, come on. It's only a movie, for God's sake. Enjoy it. Because these movies will eventually inspire young people to become scientists. For example, look at Edwin Hubble. The Hubble Space Telescope was named after him. He was the greatest astronomer of the 20th century. He was the one who found the expanding universe. And how did he become an astronomer? He was actually a country lawyer. But as a child, he read Jules Verne, and he was hooked. He gave up his career as being a country lawyer, went to the University of Chicago, got a PhD, and went on to discover the expanding universe. So you see, movies do more than just entertain. They also inspire people to reach for the stars. Another person is Robert Goddard, father of the liquid-fueled rocket. The V-2 rocket, perfected by the Germans, was a copy of his earlier rocket. And how did Mr. Goddard get into creating these rockets? Because when he was a child, he read War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells, and he was hooked. His goal in life, he said, was to build the rockets that would take us to Mars. That's why he created the rocket program of today. And so I think that, yes, when we scientists watch science fiction movies, we cringe, but we realize there's a higher calling. These movies inspire young people to get interested in science or to become a scientist. But then the next question I get is, well, yes, yes, that's all true, but which movies do you actually like and why? Well, one movie that I like is Blade Runner. Blade Runner, because it's not just a robot movie where one robot kills another robot and, wow, isn't that great? No, it makes you think. You see, the whole essence of Blade Runner is the difference between a human and a machine that acts and is indistinguishable from a human. How can you tell the difference? And then at the end of the movie, we have Harrison Ford, who goes out and kills renegade robots for a living. He is a Blade Runner. And at the end of the movie, you begin to ask a simple question. Is he also a robot? You begin to wonder, wow, what is the difference between a human and a robot once the robots can act human? Well, once again, this has been Science Fantastic. Every week you can tune into Science Fantastic and go to the very cutting edge of science, or you can drop us a line or ask me a question. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Call that number and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic, or drop me a line. My email address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.